Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
I mean, I know we talked about this early in the season. I mean, every team changes. I mean, you got different players every season. Players switch teams. That's not a newsflash in the NFL. So, I mean, we are who we are. You know, we're 7-3, you know, in the AFC East. We've got six games to go. We're not 1-8. We're not 1-9. I mean, we have a great opportunity ahead of us. Well, I respect all the guys that I played with, you know, Dion being one of them. And I know when guys leave, you know, they have feelings and emotions that they want to express. And look, when you win, you could probably say whatever you want. I mean, when you lose, you don't get to say much. So I think that's just part of the emotional nature of the game.
So I have not heard these in their entirety, but the reports are that week to week we have the conversation as to whether or not this is an actual live conversation, how they pull it off. Is it Skype? Is it phone? Is it robotic? Is it edited?
Look at his veins.
Yeah. The word from not Tom that we'll hear on the Monday Night Football here. Our Tom back there in the studio.
Oh, Bone.
T-Bone. He says this sounded edited. They pieced this together.
This isn't done on a phone. This is done like on Skype. There's a weird. There's a tinniness.
There's a quality to it. I don't know.
And Skype, man. That's not phone. That's not a hard line.
And sometimes they do talk over each other, which leads me to believe that there is a conversation going on at times, but other times it feels edited.
They have Skype audio, right?
Inch of its life.
Tom,
audio on Skype? Yeah,
meaning you don't do video. Like, he's obviously not doing video.
I don't know.
It's an audio. I don't know. An audio call.
I don't know. Oh. Okay, so this is Brady on with Jim Gray last night, Monday Night Football, and he asked Brady if he's slipping with age.
One of the great things about being 41 years of age is you now and Jerry Rice are the only two people who've ever caught a pass at that age in the National Football League's history. The other side of it is everything gets scrutinized. So when you throw it just 51%, everybody wonders, is he slipping? Have things changed? Do those thoughts run through your brain? And has anything changed in your mind about your performance this year as opposed to last year when you were an MVP?
Well, you know, everything's different from one year to the next. I think you keep working at it the same way. Those things haven't changed for me. I'm sure some of my statistics have changed, but, you know, I think you got to look at, I feel good out there, and I feel like, do I want to play better? I absolutely want to play better. I want to play as best as I possibly can for my team. You know, certainly yesterday was not a great performance. I got to go out there and play my very best these next 6 weeks to give our team the best chance.
It's good.
Not bad.
Good answer. Yeah.
Not bad.
He's on a headset. He's on some sort of headset. It's just, I can't get past this weirdness of this interview. This is a freak show, man.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure that's important to Brady that he is one of the oldest players.
Are you slipping? Oldest. You and Jerry Rice. You're one of your heroes.
41 years old to catch have a reception in the National.
Why? Why this guy? Why
Tom,
saddle up to this guy.
Tom. Tom.
There's some kind of unholy alliance, which I believe we will hear more about here, another connection that these two have. But let's get to the question about Rob Gronkowski here.
We know you're not the training staff, but Rob Gronkowski now has missed three games. And when he was playing, he was getting beaten up, triple teamed, double teamed, and was having trouble getting separation. So the thought enters to the fans' mind and to those who watch the games who are outside of the building, perhaps Gronk is not the same player he was and may not be that same player. Therefore, you have less weapons, and how much does it change when you have no Gronk? And really, perhaps you won't have what you used to have if he does come back.
First of all, Gronk's a great player, and Gronk is extremely tough and hardworking. I know he's working hard at his rehabilitation. We're all hoping that when he comes back, he's the same player that he always is. And when he comes back, that's really up to the trainers to decide.
That's it?
It's like he released a statement on Gronkowski.
Can I? We're going to do more rehabilitation. Right.
He's working hard.
First of all, he is a great player.
He is a great player.
It's an asset to this team.
It is up to the trainers.
It's up to the trainer. It almost felt like, yeah, we really could have used him this past week. He flew on the plane. He's down there walking around with this. Why the hell didn't he play? It's up to the trainers.
Didn't Grob say last week it's up to the coach? It's up to the coach. It's coach or the trainer.
And to me,
either cleared or not cleared.
The thing with Gronkowski, if he's so fragile that you can't afford to play him in week 10 against Tennessee.
That's why I rule out back.
For fear of not being able to have him later in the season in the playoffs. Well, then, you know what? It could happen at any second. It's week 10. Yeah. And you just lost a game that could have real ramifications for you down the stretch here. Sure. In more ways than one. Mm. All right. You want to do this now or you want to do it on the other side?
What are you doing?
It feels like on the other side.
I need time here?
Or maybe both. Maybe we listen to it now.
Is she on the other side? What do you think?
Is she in it?
There's a lot. There's a lot going on here.
There's
going to be a lot to talk about. This final point that we pulled out of the Jim Gray, Tom Brady interview last night from Monday Night Football. So we'll do that on the other side. Continue our broadcast here from Gillette Stadium. It's Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Tom Brady doing his weekly chin wag with Jim Gray last night on Monday Night Football. They already covered Ron.
It's a chin wag.
Chin wag. It's when you wag your chin up and down, you have a little chat, a little talk, right? Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So they already talked about Rob Gronkowski. They talked about whether or not Tom Brady felt he was slipping. He said every year is different in terms of the slippage. He goes, my stats may not be the same as they were, but the team is a little bit different, and I want to play better. As far as Rob Gronkowski, he said nothing other than Gronk is a great player. And that he's got to wait for the trainers to say that he's ready to come back.
He's rehabbing. And it's up to the trainers.
Up to the trainers. So, okay. All right. Well, pretty standard stuff so far.
Oh, tough player. Very tough.
Tough player, right?
Tough, throw that in there.
Now, this is about believing your own hype, Public Enemy style. Don't believe the hype. Do believe the hype.
Sequel.
It's a hype question. Here we go.
So last week, everybody's on a high. You beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and everybody's on the Patriot bandwagon. You're going to the Super Bowl again. Would be your ninth appearance. This week, the team, quite frankly, looks awful. Bad on defense, bad on special teams, bad on offense, and you did not play well. That's a long way to come back from, and that's quite a roller coaster from just a week ago. How do you handle that?
Those are the emotions of the football season. I think that's what you have to battle in a way. It's very much a roller coaster, and I think part of it is not believing the hype when everyone says, oh, you guys are going to the Super Bowl. You guys may as well give you the trophy. You can't believe it when they say, hey, you're the worst team in the league also. So, you got to just believe in what you're doing. And our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going. And I think that he's right. We keep going. You wake up the next day and you get back to the process of what it is that got you there in the first place.
Stedman Graham, Oprah's little toy boy?
See, that's exactly what I said.
What the hell, Stedman?
It's the only Stedman I know. And he said... Our guy?
Who even has a friend named Stedman?
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
Stedman. Hi, Stedman.
Our good friend Stedman. So
if you ever have a baby, would you name your baby Stedman?
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
Oprah's got herself a gentleman friend by the name of Stedman Graham.
It was Oprah's house where they did the sit-down.
Oh, that's
Gray's
right.
There.
And Jim Gray was
They're
there.
All friends. It's like a freak show. I told you it's a freak show, man.
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
From the LA Times profile of Jim Gray this summer when he got inducted to the Boxing Hall of Fame, it says, in addition to his weekly radio interviews with Tom Brady during the NFL season, Gray has powerful friends including IMG talent agency head Ari Emanuel and Oprah Winfrey's longtime partner, Stedman Graham.
Oh, my God!
Who, Jim Gray says, quote, tells me all the time, Jim Gray, they're paying you to talk, just keep talking.
What the hell does that mean?
That's what Stedman tells Jim Gray.
What the hell does
that mean? Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
Don't have an opinion.
Yeah, that, so
we're handling
Stedman's
you.
He's the whisperer to these
okay,
guys.
Okay, so his big words it's of wisdom, mustache. the thing that resonates with Tom Brady is you know what our good friend Stedman says, just keep going. What?
Greatest quarterback of all time just defers to Stedman Graham.
That's what speaks to you.
Well, and Tony Robbins.
It's getting weird,
to be fair, and Tony Robbins.
Weird. I still can't get over this audio. Like Gray is booming on the audio. Silence of the Lambs. When they're down in the
pit. Well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're yelling up, give me the dog! Puts the lotion. It's like Brady is down in that tunnel. Hi, Tom. I'm at the top of the pit, and you're down there. What's it like when you're not playing well on offense and defense?
So you're saying teams? Tom Brady is Catherine Martin.
He's in some pit.
Okay.
In Jim Gray's basement.
Jim Gray is James Gum.
And I'm going to come down and we're going to do the interview. And
who's
I'm gonna,
precious?
I'm going to have an outstanding, doesn't Brady have one of those little dogs? Right?
Who's precious? Who is the collateral?
Edelman. I don't know. I just can't. The audio is just so strikingly different between the two. I just can't get past it.
I can't get past the fact that
you know what he sounds like? I am on Apollo 34, and I am orbiting.
Who's the guy in Contact when he's up in space and he just didn't want to? He had cancer, but he didn't want to. He lived on the plane because it was
S.R. Hatton.
You son of a bitch, you. You son of a gun.
So, bad on defense, bad on special teams.
Let's go.
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
He's up in a spaceship. Remember when like Gronk was talking to the astronaut in space and he asked, are you in space? Like, that's what she sounded like, but this is just crazy, man.
Okay, here's what I know about Stedman Graham.
Larry Fitzgerald doesn't sound like this.
He's Oprah's boyfriend. That's all I know. So how has he become a person
good
of influence
friend. Good friend.
And a person
a friend. Good friend.
That the likes of Tom Brady should be listening to? Okay. He's born in New Jersey.
That's an intentional plug there, though.
Yeah, I'm reading his Wikipedia.
Listen, you can understand if Gray said it. Brady said it.
Brady said it
for a reason.
You know, this is the guy that we all follow here in life, Stedman Graham. Wikipedia will list every accomplishment you've ever had. Here's what it says about Stedman Graham. He's born in New Jersey. He's 6'6". He's got a bachelor's degree in social work and a master's in education from Ball State. Okay? He established himself in public relations when he was working in North Carolina, and he's the founder of Chicago, Illinois' AAD Athletes Against Drugs, a nonprofit organization that provides services to youth and has awarded $1.5 million in scholarships since its founding in 1985.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? $1.5 million
over, where are you getting it from, bro?
Over 33 years? Big deal. Oprah has that in her pocket.
It's very generous.
It's not generous
at
all.
Does it list what his stipend is?
It's just good to nothing. 1.5 over 33 years? And you've been Oprah's boyfriend for 20 of those? What are you doing? He has delivered speeches at many public and private schools on the topics of identity and self-awareness.
Those ain't for free.
BS, BS, BS. BS, BS, BS. You know what our BS friend Stedman Grant says? He says...
Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
That's nothing. That is not a thing. That is not poignant. That's not wise. That doesn't tell you anything, Tom. What the hell is the matter with
you? What is he pocketing all this money too? Because this guy ain't showing up for free. You know what I'm saying? Nobody does anything for free. I do some speaking engagements. You know kind of what I get ballpark. What the hell does this dude get?
It's all this self-help crap. It's oh my God. This is the stuff.
This is Planet Sippy.
Zoe, have you seen Little Miss Sunshine?
No.
Okay. It's a good movie. You would like it.
Okay, good.
And Greg Kinnear is trying to become...
I like him.
Okay, he's trying to become a self-help author.
Okay.
Even though he is wildly unsuccessful. Some of the stuff they goof on in that movie, Stedman Graham has written these books. You Can Make It Happen, A 9-Step Plan for
you
Success.
You Can Do It. You can do it.
It's like Brian the Dog wrote in Family Guy.
Chapter 3, keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonsman.
In 1998, Bonsman. He followed it up with, you can make it happen every day. And then the teen version. Teens can make it happen.
This is...
The teens can make it happen workbook.
It's Anthony Robbins, like, it really is. It's this, you said, he said Stedman. I had no clue that they were even friends. But the word Stedman takes you right to Stedman Graham. That's what we're trained to.
We keep going.
He may be the only human named Stedman.
Did Stedman say, find a woman that has a lot of money and marry her?
I mean, as far as I can tell.
It must be nice that
he did.
The most successful thing he's ever done is stay with Oprah Winfrey for all these years. What have you actually accomplished, Stedman?
We keep going.
He was a PR guy. Or worked for... Okay, you know what?
Man, you're surrounding yourself with these hype people.
Worked with many distinguished clients, including Maya Angelou and Winnie Mandela. Okay, high-profile people. I get it. But again, he's attaching himself to other people who did great things. Right?
I'm just trying
to... What did you do?
Picture life as a PR marketing person for Winnie Mandela. Maya Angelou.
These people, okay, they're... There's the one.
Maya Angelou had a lot of PR problems.
You walk in. Exactly. You walk in like one of these dinners. Okay, there's Oprah. There's Stedman. There's Tom. There's his wife. There's Jim Gray. Hey guys, what other people?
Like,
what's
Gray?
What do you get? Tom Cruise underneath the table and some trunk somewhere, and you get your boy up there in space. What's his name? J.P.
S.R. Haddon.
S.R. Haddon. This is approaching Planet Zippy.
It's unbelievable. It seems like they just get in room and they just wallow in this swirl of nonsensical, meaningless, catchphrases and sayings. You know what he says? I already forgot what he said. What does he say? What does our good friend Stedman say?
Just keep going, pal.
That's his big phrase.
Our good friend Stedman always says, "We keep going."
You know, my kids come home and they got bad tests. You know what you do? Just keep going.
I know
we keep going.
I know I should be more careful. We're in Gillette Stadium. We're essentially at Tom Brady's office, so I should maybe be a little more.
What does Stedman say about picking up the blitz?
But
we keep going.
What does Stedman say about not tripping over your own feet when you catch a pass from Julian Edelman?
These are the days
we keep going.
These are the days.
No, you don't. You fall right there. You fall right on your face in the middle of the field in Nashville.
These are the days I miss playing. These are the days I miss playing because I miss being in that locker room. Because I'll tell you what, Bledsoe ever did this.
Oh, God.
And that son of a bitch came down through those doors. The next day, I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
No, you would. No.
What are you doing? What are you doing with Stedman?
No, you would just say,
what did you say
you
about
keep
Stedman?
Going? Hey, you still going? Did you keep going?
Where are you going?
What are you, Energizer you Bunny?
What the hell are you talking about? Keep going.
We
what
keep
hell's
going.
What Poirier got to say?
What a bunch of just namby-pamby, milk-toast, nonsensical crap.
I see Poirier on a trip this week. You know what he had on? You know, one of those Amish hats. Those big, long, flat-brimmed hats. Hey, what are you building, sheds?
Well, maybe
we're all getting on bus 5. He's over there waiting for the horse and buggy.
Well, maybe there's a barn raising going on that he was going to go attend after the game.
But your cousin Moe's coming to the game? You leave him 2 tickets, him and Dwight?
They had some beets to harvest time of year. Okay.
This is what happens when you get...
I really don't know where.
You get big, you get popular. You got to deal with some of the loopy stuff.
I don't know where we go from here. Rob Gronkowski.
Is there more?
I guess. No.
Is there more?
That's it. Now we'll turn our attention to Rob Gronkowski next because
all right, we'll do some Gronk stuff.
It gives me a headache. Here's the headlines from Tim McCone.
Our good friend Stedman always says we keep going.
Sports Hub headlines.
Friday, the Bruins announced that Tuukka Rask would be taking a leave of absence from the team for personal reasons. Today, Rask back on the ice with the Bruins at practice. Boston is off tonight. They'll be on the road tomorrow taking on the Avalanche. That game gets underway at 10 p.m. Celtics coming off 2 straight losses are also off tonight. They'll be back at the Garden tomorrow when they welcome in the Chicago Bulls. In the NFL, Patriots in their bye week. They are not scheduled to practice today. Players will be speaking to the media after meetings around 5 o'clock. Chiefs and Rams game this weekend. One of the biggest on the schedule this year, but Adam Schefter tweeting out, there are discussions right now about whether the game will still be played in Mexico City, move to L.A., or postpone. The league wants to play it Monday night in Mexico City, but the field is a mess and might not be safe for players. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell has until 4 p.m. today to sign his franchise tender if he wants to play this season. Former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson has joined the Bengals coaching staff as a special assistant to the head coach. Bills have released quarterback Nathan Peterman, and Major League Baseball, the Manager of the Year awards will be revealed tonight at 6 o'clock. Alex Cora is a finalist in the American League. Sports Up Headlines brought to you by the engagement ring experts at Long's Jewelers. With the area's largest selection of engagement rings, Long's Jewelers, how Boston and New England gets engaged. I'm Tim McConan, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Up, your next update, 30 minutes.
You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What I know is that this week, for the first time, I heard the word retirement again. Yeah. And
from someone
who would know. And I'm not like, I've made this point a bunch over the last few weeks. Once athletes open that door, it typically doesn't just close again, right? Like, once an athlete opens that door and starts talking about retirement, you don't hear that, like, go away for 5 years and then come back, you know?
Unless you're Ben Roethlisberger.
Normally it comes back year after year after year. Like, well, yeah. Ben went for a few years where it was talked about. I mean, Favre is the best example of this. He would vanish to Mississippi, and, like, the Packers wouldn't know whether or not he was coming back or not.
Yep.
And so I think that's sort of where Gronk is right now, where he's very much, like, year to year, like, let's see what happens on a year-to-year basis.
That's Albert Breer talking on the Patriots pregame show with Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper earlier this week, talking about Rob Gronkowski retiring. Once that retirement talk starts, Zoe, it's impossible to stop. You mention it once, and you know, Roethlisberger has done it. Now we talk about it all the time. When is he going to be done? Rob Gronkowski, it was speculated, Mike Florio speculated that he might retire after the Super Bowl. And boy, if it didn't seem like... It seemed like a little smokescreen at first. Zoe, you were the first to say, nah, he's just angling for a new contract.
Yeah, I mean, we all thought it was money, you know?
He didn't really get the new contract. He got a bunch of incentive-laden stuff that it looks like now it's going to be damn near impossible to hit. Most or all of them. So he didn't get that. So now when you start talking about it again, it makes a lot of sense. And again, I am shocked that it looks once again like Rob Gronkowski could be and will be done playing this game before Tom Brady is.
Maybe.
Which could be at the same time. You know, Brady might surprise us all and you know, go out under any variety of circumstances. But if it's not 100% health related, if they can still get on the field and they're still, you know, dealing with some stuff, but they can still play, and one of them decides to hang it up, it looks more and more like it's going to be Rob Gronkowski.
Curran went on Dan Patrick's show, I think, yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday, talking about the loss. And he said, I don't think Rob Gronkowski's going to be here next year, to the point where if the Patriots would have to get one of those dollies with wheels to strap them to and wheel them out of here, that they would do that. I don't know what he's hearing, but I'd like to think that Rob is wired like, okay, you heard that song coming back. Let's get it in his head. Party Gronk. Let's get it going. Let's get old Gronk back. And then you deal with it at the end of the year. I think football players, when you're into it and you're trying to deal with the injury, you're trying to get on the field, I don't think right now he's thinking retirement. He may readdress it at the end of the year, regardless of how the year ends, you know, or depending on how the year ends. I don't think, you know, once you're in it, you're in it. You know, it's hard to think, okay, here at midseason, but hey, look at Vontae Davis. He walked away at halftime of a Buffalo Bills game. And once it hits you, it hits you. I'd like to still think that, you know, part of that was jockeying for more money last year and appreciation.
He wants to be appreciated?
Well, he was so dominant in the postseason. You know what I mean? You couldn't stop him. It's like a rebel force.
I understand.
I need that guy back. Look, I need that guy back in the huddle.
Right. And he's got to be out there. But the fact is, he's not playing. He hasn't been playing consistently. You wonder how close he is. It looks like he's real close if he's traveling with the team out there.
You miss three games, and then all of a sudden, you know, quarterback's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. It's almost like it's a general release statement. We love Rob. Rob's a great tight end. You know, he's a great player. He's tough. He's a physical player. He's rehabbing.
And it's up to the trainers when he comes back. Like boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3, 4 points. All 4 points. Everybody's on the same page. So I think you roll out the back. I think you roll out the back. I just think it's all this, that. I don't think it's the back. You don't put that guy of that size in a tube with wings on it and fly it twice in basically one day. You go down during the day, you come back after the game, the day before. You know, because it strains the back, and more importantly, it's a chilly, cool day down there where you have them stand on the sideline for 4 or 4.5 hours. That stiffens the back more than anything. Trust me, I know.
So, what are the other scenarios that he is so fragile, right? And I don't mean this in a weak sense. I don't mean like he's a fragile guy.
We don't want to leave him home for 2 days. We want to make sure he's with us so he's engaged mentally.
Okay, so that's what I initially brought up
football
too.
Football meetings, keep him
as part of the team. He's still here. You're still right. With us. You're going to be part of this going forward. We need you here. The moment we feel it's absolutely necessary for you to be here, where I think they made a mistake is you needed him on Sunday.
You need him, period.
You need him, period. But they're looking, you know, down the road. I don't think he's traveling with the team if he's not ready to play. I really don't. I for the reasons you just stated.
Yeah, Bill said he's close. So, I mean, right. Was there really a chance? I mean, the reports were out he's not playing.
So when
prior to us getting on any plane.
So if the idea that one game.
I think Rap Sheet had it, as did Schefter. Probably not going to play.
Okay.
Sony Michel in, Rob out.
So why does he travel?
I don't know.
To keep him engaged?
Maybe.
He's got to be close.
Hey,
he could.
Danny Etling.
Do you think he could have played on Sunday? Do you think he could have played on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. So do I, because he's traveling with the team, and if it's really a back thing and ankle wise, whatever it is, he could have gotten out there. Had it been a postseason game, absolutely he would have been playing. At what point do they bring him back, even if he's not 100%, and say, okay, Rob, you're playing. We know you're not perfect.
See, I don't like that mentality of gambling because we're going to gamble with health, because we did this 1 year where he handed the ball to Steven Jackson freaking 25 times and Brady almost got his leg taken out by Ndamukong Suh, because we'll take all the bullets and stick them in one gun. Let's roll to Denver because health is more important than home field.
I have a theory on why he traveled. I asked you yesterday about, does Alex travel to the games?
Yeah.
You said he travels to the city.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to the game or whatever.
No, he's with us. He's on the buses. He's with
okay,
us.
Okay, so if he's there.
He's in the locker room. Everything.
If what time did you leave
he's
Saturday?
He's on the plane.
What time did you leave Saturday? In the morning?
Two o'clock?
Early morning? All right.
2 o'clock.
So you're going to have 36 hours or so where he's not around? If he needs to be treated, wouldn't he go? If he's treated by Alex?
Or you keep Alex at
something that.
Or say, ask Alex. Why don't you stay home with Rob?
Is this something that needs to be treated that frequently where that's how severe it is?
You remember Brady with the hand where he was working with the acupuncture. Remember you saw it in Tom versus Time, all that stuff. So say you're around him and you need the acupuncture. Why have him stand on the field and stress the back for 4 hours where you can take Alex and work with him in the locker room, watch the game on a big screen, but have him both stay home.
How long were you gone? So 36 hours? Not even?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to work with the quarterback, too.
For what?
No. Meaning keep Rob home. He's saying keep
Rob
home.
Yeah. Tell Rob, stay home, and guess what? We talked to Alex. He's going to stay here with you.
Is it telling you that the injury is more severe than you think, if he needs to be treated? Like, if he can't go 36 hours without being treated?
But you got 8 people under Alex here, the work, that do the same stuff he does.
But if it's so severe that you don't stick him on an airplane and make him stand on the sideline for 4 hours either. So, no, I don't think that's it.
See, this is... I don't know. You don't know. We're all assuming here. And part of the problem when you assume is you start throwing everything out there, and now you got this being said about it, this being said about it. Over here, this is being said about it. You're questioning, is it a leg? I'm saying, is it not a back?
Is there going to be a joint statement coming out soon?
Maybe. Because I think we're getting too much of garbled information that we don't know anything on. And I think the coach said yesterday he's close. I thought, you know, he's trending, getting there.
Here's what I think. And again,
we've been through this too many times on where you save him for the big run, the big stretch.
Okay, we got a bunch of calls here on
all right,
Rob Gronkowski and the Patriots, but I blew past the time. So, Mark, Pete, Elijah, all you guys, hold on 1 second. We'll get to your calls next.
So in Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beadle. Let's get to the calls here. We begin with Pete in Delaware on Rob Gronkowski. Go ahead, Pete. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, those Jim Gray interviews is like listening to Mr. Rogers. It's like scary stuff. It's freaky. But as far as Gronk goes, don't you think that the trade to Detroit, just he has not gotten over that, and that may have some effect on what's going on with him as far as his mental outlook?
Well,
no, he came back happy as a clam, said, I'm ready to go, made the postings, accepted the new contract.
And a couple of weeks ago, he didn't sound right. He was talking about missing the end zone, how the end zone misses him, and it just didn't seem like
Gronk. Where's your confidence?
Last week, he sounded great. He's back to the old Gronk-sounding guy. I mean, I thought
he was going to play last week.
Look, I don't know if he's going to retire at the end of this season or not, but he sounded normal last week, and I think he's so close to being able to play that he could have played, and they decided not to, and it was one of the reasons why you weren't able to get that win against Tennessee. And now Tennessee looks at it and says, well, these guys are beatable. Other teams look and say, yeah, look what Tennessee did then. We can beat this team. You give teams, it's not just about what you do against them on Sunday. It's what you do in the weeks leading up to facing those teams. And other teams look at the film and they look at that and say, look how they got to Brady here. Look how he didn't have weapons here. Even if they bring Rob Gronkowski back, we can cover Edelman this way and we'll be able to do this with Gronk. All it does is give teams more confidence that they can beat you in the weeks going forward. That's as big a reason to play Gronkowski in a game like that as any other. If he's not 100%, that sucks, and I understand it, but who's 100% after 10 weeks in the NFL, Zoe? Who out there, who on that 53-man roster is 100% right now?
Nobody.
Nobody. So I tell you, Pete, I don't think it's a mentality thing. I don't think it's an attitude thing. I think Gronkowski
The team's got to worry about it year to year, too. Everybody says Gronk's year to year. Well, the team's sitting there looking at it. He's got an $11 million cap hit next year. At some point, we got to look at the return on the money spent and what we're getting in return. You're putting a lot out there. You're giving him the opportunity to make a lot of money because he's a great player. He's the best player in the league when he's right. He is. He's that dominant. The problem is then you got to estimate, okay, if he misses, he's already missed three games. Say he misses six total games. That's a big chunk of the season.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's other tight ends playing in this league.
And
they're not as good as him, but they're probably better than Dwayne Allen. They're probably better than Hollister. So then you gotta make adjustments accordingly.
And there's all these stats that you can look at that will try and prove one way or the other if the offense is more effective or if they have better success on certain plays with Rob Gronkowski in versus Rob Gronkowski out. Here's what I know most recently is that he didn't play against a pretty good Tennessee team, a 4-4 team, but that certainly got their issues. A team that you should have been able to stop defensively, a team that offensively has, I guess for your offense, you have enough weapons where you should have been able to go after Malcolm Butler and the likes of Logan Ryan, but instead you got soundly beat without Rob Gronkowski playing, and that makes me question, A, whether or not he should have been playing, and B, how much damage did you do to yourself for the opponents you have coming up? Now, are the Jets a concern coming off the bye week?
No.
They shouldn't be, except for the fact that the Jets have nothing else to play for this season, and this is going to be their Super Bowl coming up, you coming off the bye week. They know the Patriots are going to be prepared. They've got a losing season with a crap team and a crap coach who's going to be there for the rest of the season no matter what they do. You know what? We might as well beat the Patriots. So all the eggs are going in to beat the Patriots basket coming up in week 12.
Problem is you got to bust your ass in this game because you go in and you kind of ho-hum it. That's how you get guys hurt. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest risk you have next week, not losing. You would risk losing a guy or two. Say you lose a right tackle. Say you lose your left tackle. Say Trey Flowers hurts his shoulder again.
Mm-hmm.
Say Tom Brady tweaks something. That's or Edelman hurts the foot on natural on artificial surface. That's everything you have to lose in these type of games. That's what I get worried
Let's
about.
Let's go to Elijah and Lawrence. Go ahead, Elijah. You're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beadle.
What's up, guys?
Hey. What's up?
Just wanted to comment on Patriots' inconsistency and sluggishness on the road. I think we all know we haven't fared very well on the road so far at all this season. I think going ahead to our next game, as you guys said, against the Jets in New York, I'm very curious to see if the Patriots bounce back, not just win, but ultimately bounce back and have the pros outweigh the cons. I also feel like this game, along with the rest of our remaining games, are going to tell us about the team's resiliency and what kind of personality this team portrays heading into the playoffs.
That bothers me a little bit, Elijah. And look, good points. It bothers me, though, that you're still talking about the team's identity and resiliency at two-thirds of the way through the season. Like, and this has happened with the Patriots before. Well, we still don't know who this team is.
You
better damn well know by now.
You had to stammer your way out of the gates because you didn't have Edelman for the first four games. You throw in, you didn't have the tight end for another three games. Shaq Mason's out. Sonny Michel's in and out. Cordarrelle Patterson's a big part of your offense. You pick up Josh Gordon, you got to get him up. There's a lot of things in flux here to where you've had zero rhythm whatsoever. You've been able to score 35 points. Yeah, you get this and that up in Buffalo, but you stalled, you kicked four field goals. Even when you're winning games, the offense, I think, has not gotten up to par, up to speed.
No,
not even close to warp speed.
Defense won you those games in Buffalo and Chicago.
Defense is the same as it was last year. Yeah. I'm not worried about the defense. I think defense is going to be fine. I do. If you're going anywhere, guess who's got to win games for you? This quarterback and this offense. That's how you win games. And the problem is, too, your special teams stink right now. Stink. Take the two kickers out of it. Everything else stinks. Hey. Andy Hart. Hey, angry elf.
He's very excited.
Need a hug. Say elf one more time.
Very excited to see us. Mark and Oscar, we'll get to your calls coming up here. More on Rob Gronkowski, more on the Patriots.
And do we have audio on Stedman? Some Stedman stuff from earlier in the show that we talked about with the quarterback?
12:20.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right.
12:20. Stedman Graham.
Startling.
Tom Brady referenced him in his interview with Jim Gray last night during very Monday Night Football. Our good friend Stedman says, stay with it. Who is Stedman Graham? Why should we be listening to Stedman Graham? Is he the guru that Tom Brady made him out to be?
And if your mother ever named you Stedman, call the show, 617-779-0985.
There's only one Stedman.
There's no
Stedman. Our good friend Stedman always says, we keep going.
What's his nickname? Sted? Man? Hey, man.
Stedosaurus?
What's that? Stedster? Stedster. Yeah.
90 seconds here, no commercials. Tim McCone with the Hub headlines, and then we're back.